Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Yes, it is a mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So a new survey asked residents to rate their own cities based on how welcoming they are. And they produced a list of the 10 friendliest cities in America. Where do Houston rank?
Okay.
713-572-4610.
I think they're pretty high.
I feel like
I think we're pretty high.
Yeah, I think Houston, I said it when I came here. I'm like, man, this is, I wasn't sure if it was just a Southern thing or what, but Houston is very friendly, man. I felt at home when I first time I came down here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's tough moving to a new city and not knowing anybody. But as soon as I say, yeah, I'm actually from Cleveland, Ohio. I just moved here. It's like, oh, really? I got to show you what to do. I got to show you what. So I felt at home once I moved.
Now, I haven't looked at your list. Is it high?
Yeah, it's pretty high. It's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
The tough thing about it is there's some cities that you would think of that are like not friendly at all, but then people's experiences actually are a lot more friendly than they imagine, and that might jump them up even higher.
Yeah.
Like somewhere like, and I know this sounds crazy to say, somewhere like Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's nice.
Right, it's like you
City
think
of brotherly
East,
love.
East Coast, and you're like, but no, it's like, it was actually cool being out there, man.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, they are not on the list.
Okay. Yeah,
which is not surprising.
All right.
It's not surprising to me. I'm going to go from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Number 10, Denver, Colorado.
Okay, yeah, I guess
Denver,
so.
Denver, Colorado.
Why'd you, What was that for?
They have to be nice. It's such a tourist city, you know. But
I hadn't even considered, like,
skiers.
Places that lean so heavily into tourism.
Although, the reason I pause, because some tourist cities hate the tourists.
Yeah, but at least. Yeah,
but
that's
they have
tough.
To be. I mean, it's such a big part
that's
of it.
That's similar to, I feel like New York City is a tourist city.
Yeah.
And they kind of.
They got to kind of put up with it.
Yeah.
Well, New York City is not any one thing, though. Like, New York, it's one of the things that why New York should never host the Super Bowl. Because in any place where the Super Bowl is, it should feel like the biggest thing in town. And it will never feel like the biggest thing in town. Because there's always
Super Bowl in New York.
There's always something else that matters more to a number of people
in New
York.
They might be irritated because the Super Bowl is there.
And you're not wrong. They were irritated. And Reggie's right. It was kind of lost in the muck. You know.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
New Orleans.
Yeah. Number 9, Minneapolis.
That's a great answer.
100%.
That's a great answer.
Nice people.
I'm surprised I didn't even. That's low for Minneapolis.
Yeah. I was in Minneapolis for that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, y'all didn't go outside, did you? It was so cold.
He actually did go outside.
A guy in Minneapolis that's a friend of a listener took me ice fishing. I went out on one of the lakes about an hour and a half outside of town. He's like, sure, man, I'll be happy to take you. I'm like,
you posted a video and everything.
I'm like, you will? And I went in his truck. We put up the tent. We used the auger to dig the hole. Sat there for about 4 hours catching fish, ice fishing. That's friendly.
That's very friendly.
You didn't know me from anyone.
Hold on. So right now, we got Denver. We got Minneapolis. I want to see if there might be any sort of like sports tie-ins that we can have here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's where I'm looking at this moment. So right now, because I was like the Vikings – I do wonder how that kind of ends up tying in here. The Broncos might fit in with a theory that I'm working on. What comes in at 8?
Number 8, San Jose, California.
Okay. All right. So I don't have.
Only been there for once for a football game, so I can't really.
Yeah,
love
I was like,
that one. Yeah.
I don't even know what San Jose's like identity is outside of the remainder of the Bay. Like, I really and truly can't parse it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 7. This one kind of shot me a little bit until I thought about it, because we were there a couple years ago. Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a surprise.
I was surprised. Yeah. That's a good old Boston.
You said we let the people of the city rate themselves?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, we're friendly.
I'm going to go ahead and put that star next to seven.
Now, the thing is, because we went up there for Army-Navy game.
Yeah.
And just kind of walking around and just talking to random, I don't know what they call themselves, Bostonians. Bostonians. Mm-hmm. And they were super friendly. They found out we wasn't from there, and they're just like, "Oh yeah." I feel like that part. Maybe that's not everybody, but I could kind of. At first, I was scratching my head like, "How did they make the list?" Any East Coast?
I will say it surprised me, but Boston's one of those cities I've been to a lot. You know, over the course of the NBA and the NFL and all that stuff. Never really had a bad experience.
Yeah. The thing about Boston, though, is like, and I'm with you, Toby, Boston, no way they're rude. They are, but for them, that's not rude. That's just them, right?
So
like, everything comes across as rude to us because we're like, yo, you're being rude. And they're like, actually, that was just normal stuff. We were just talking.
Yeah. Number six, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yes, totally.
Okay.
They love having you there.
Number five, coming in. Number five.
All right.
Houston, Texas.
Atta, baby.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. Like top 10 and they're five. I feel like that's pretty accurate. Like I said, I came down here. It seemed like everybody's friendly. I told this to my wife because she thought the first thing she thought about was just being in traffic and rude people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of put it like this. I told her, I feel like Houstonians are polite a-holes on the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one place is the road.
Yeah, but I feel like they're polite with that because in New York, they'll give you the finger. Mm-hmm. They'll blow their horn and cut you off. Here, I feel like they might toot your horn. They might cut you off, but they just cool. They chill. They don't give you the finger or anything like that. So I feel like they kind of polite with it in a way on the road.
We have guns and we're afraid.
Yeah, that's what somebody said. Was like, how can Houston be on here with the potential road rage? And that, look, every place has its dangers, I guess is the way that you have to put that. Yeah.
First time I was down here and I made a mistake and cut somebody off.
Oh, no.
That person's beep. I made a mistake because I was lost and the guy beep. And he pulled up to me looking in the window. I'm sitting there like, we good, man? Like, I don't want no problem. I don't know what you got in that car, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want no issue. I seen all those Instagram videos going viral and all that stuff.
So as of right now, we got West, Midwest, West Coast in the Bay Area. We got Boston on the East Coast. We got Honolulu and Pacific Islands. And then we have Houston is the first.
We're all over.
This is the first southern city on here. I wonder
don't call
how we
us
go
southern.
In
southern.
Yeah, so I'm gonna speed.
Houston exists as a lot of things. Texas itself is
how
a lot of stuff.
How dare you?
Yeah, so I'm gonna speed race through the rest of them. Number four, Miami, Florida. Number three, Phoenix. Number two, Raleigh, North Carolina. And number one, San Diego, California.
Yeah.
That all tracks.
It's hard to be in a bad mood when you're in San Diego.
That all tracks. And Raleigh is a great answer.
Yeah. San Diego's gorgeous.
Yeah, so salute to everybody down here being friendly.
Yeah,
so.
How about that?
Yeah, don't mess up the street.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
All right, we in the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So remember yesterday we talked, it was during Judge John Lopez. We talked about Zion Williamson losing a lot of weight and could he be all NBA and all that stuff. And maybe I should have brought this up about him losing weight and possibly could it be a bad thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because you see a lot of people kind of improve. And I think to me, the first person I thought about was Kevin Love, how he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And I felt like he lost that big man mentality because I felt like the fat cut Kevin Love in Minnesota was averaging like 26 and 12 or something crazy. Maybe that wasn't it, but.
Mm-hmm. He was also much older by the time he lost weight and transitioned his game to being more of a shooter. But I think you're right, like you, that physicality that you have.
That big man mentality. Yeah. Because even though Zion, he could jump out the roof and all that stuff, but he kind of had that big man mentality a little bit, that size. Apparently somebody felt like him losing weight could be a bad thing. So let's go to It Is What It Is show with Cameron. And he
again, they did it ironically. That's why it's called that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's Cam talking about Zion getting skinny and if this would be a good thing for him just being skinny.
So you sometimes you got to doing too much. Not saying he shouldn't be in shape, but now what if he don't play the same? I'll say this. This crackhead, that was mad funny, man. He used to have the signs and shit. What's the best city?
The best city to me? Miami.
Yeah, his sign said generosity. Gave him $15 for that. I like that. Generosity. What's the best nation?
Donation.
See, Bernie, I'm trying to quit snack. This is what I'm saying. I give a little $7, $8, whatever I got there. The more the story is, he cleaned himself up and he wasn't that funny. And the jokes he was telling me, I wouldn't give him a dollar for. Son, got whacked. They was trash. But hey, he was clean. I can't pay for the clean you, but I respect it. You don't know what you get with Luca and Zion. So go ahead and try and clean him up and make him skinny. You will not get the best city is generosity.
That is such a good point in a way that I did not anticipate. I was like, why is he talking about a, first and foremost, crackhead? I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was a really good point. There are unintended consequences with changes that you make. That is fair. I just don't think that applies here because Zion seems like he generates that power from deep within.
Oh, it's, yeah, well, for sure. For sure. Lower body, all that good stuff. I hadn't heard of that one. I hadn't thought of that one either.
He was like, the crackhead got cleaned up, lost all his funny.
Yeah.
Lost all his funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably should have used that during Judge John Lopez.
That is hilarious.
Maybe I would have won that one.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I got to give a special shout out to John Lopez,
To me?
Oh yeah, because you actually, so for those who don't know, you actually wrote a few books.
Yeah.
But one specifically that's turning into a movie pretty soon.
Finally.
Yeah, the story about the Olympian Carrie Strugs.
Yeah.
And you sent this to us, and this is posted by Deadline on Twitter and all that stuff. You can probably find the article there. But the young lady that's supposed to play Carrie Strugs is one Millie Bobby Brown.
That's right. She played 11, right? Was that?
Yeah, she played 11 on Stranger in the hit show Stranger Things. Which, by the way, I think that they coming out with another one. I don't know how
their last season.
I don't know how that's gonna look because them kids getting old.
Yeah,
they were already looking old. It's like, are you sure this is a child? Y'all waited, this looks like a whole.
Y'all waited three or four more years to do the last season. Yeah. They're gonna be grown ups in this damn show. But tell us more about that, man.
Yeah, so it actually started. In right before COVID, I got contacted by Searchlight and a couple of producers about wanting to do this movie with, back then. Of course, then COVID happened and Olivia Wilde was going to direct it and we were all excited and they had the cast just about set and it was ready to roll and then it faded. You know, you really learn a lot about these things and it just faded away and I thought vanished for a while. I get an email again. What was it? I showed it to you guys, or I told you about 5-6 months ago. It said, hey, just so you know, it's not dead. We got Gia Coppola, who's going to Francis Ford Coppola's granddaughter, who's really big in Hollywood. She's fell in love with it, wants to direct it, et cetera. I'm like, well, hell yeah. And then it faded away for 5 or 6 months, and I thought, well, maybe it's dying again. Then all of a sudden yesterday, I'm like, I get this thing from Variety and Deadline, and they're like, it's in, and the biggest star Netflix has ever had, 65 million, the biggest show, you know, Stranger Things, the show most watched ever on Netflix, is not only going to star in it as Carrie, but she actually, you know, got in to be a co-producer too. So I guess it's happening, man. And So I'll be happy.
That's cool. So you going I wonder, are you going to get a chance to meet Millie Bobby Brown?
I should. Mostly the producers, and she's one. Maybe the director, Gia Coppola. And they've talked about maybe spending a week as a consultant, you know, once they start filming, just to make sure, you know, ask questions and all that stuff. So I'm excited, and it's going to be cool. And as I understand it, they're going to start filming in the spring, probably, you know, March or April. Release it about a year from now in September, because, and you know, who knows about this, but they like to be ready for award season at the end of the year and all that stuff. So I'm pretty pumped. It looks like it's finally happening. We got a huge star and a star director.
Don't let Lopez win an Oscar, bro. Don't let that happen.
I am going. I don't care if
of course. you got to work, buddy.
I am going.
Nah, you got to work. You got to shift to
if
do
there
here,
is a
man.
Nomination involved,
it's football season, man. No, you can't take off during football season.
Yes, I can.
You know the email.
You know what?
No days off.
Then you can expect me to be here. You can expect me to be here all you want.
He said he gave you the Magic Johnson.
I'm not going to be here.
But it's cool, man. Thank you for shouting that out. And more details officially to come in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
don't
cool.
Lopez. Don't let Lopez go and be an Oscar winner, because I know how obnoxious I would be if I won an Oscar. I'm just letting you know that.
We need those downloads, baby. Oh, yeah. It's going to be Netflix is the one that's leading right now to purchase it.
There you go. You can watch your boxing and your and your
perfect
same place. All right, that's another fantastic edition of Figgy's Mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610, 1:20 p.m. In fact, on this very program. All right, you're coming up next. We get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive. It's a Thirsty Thursday, and they are at the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring. But before we do that, you notice we haven't heard about a couple of players even as D'Amico Ryans took the podium yesterday? Why is that? Let's talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.